St John's Central Library hosted the Fog City Comic Con over the weekend, involving workshops and activities for all ages. St Stephen-based cartoonist Brandon Hicks ran a workshop on the creation of journal comics entitled Telling a Story in Four Panels. Hicks released his collection of diary comics on the border at last year's Foglit Festival in the city. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Hicks at the Comic-Con about his work and the importance of finding creative outlets to explore life.
So we're here to do a storytelling workshop. It's called Telling a Story in Four Panels. And it is a comic workshop, but it's not specifically a comic workshop. But for me, it's about kind of finding a rhythm for yourself and making the smallest possible story unit. So for me, I'd like to do journal comics. And that's been the thing that's kind of expedited my abilities and my practice more than anything. Is I'll take a small thing that happened in my day and I'll write a short 4 to 6 panel roughly and just post it online. And I started getting into the habit of that, and I found more than the big projects I was always trying to tackle and it kind of got overwhelmed, these were easy to do and they just got better and better and better. So my goal today is to kind of do a workshop that encourages people to not get too in their head about like making the biggest thing that they want to get to and make a small story. You know, like four panels, that's the structure. Yeah, so I just want to encourage them to do the shortest, smallest possible story, and then that's scalable. They can do bigger stories. So don't get overwhelmed. Try something simple.
What do you see as kind of the importance of finding creative outlets for exploring your lived experience?
Oh, I mean, I think it's vital. I mean, I just love every form of storytelling, and it can express, you can express yourself in so many ways and get so many stories across. Like for me, comics is the central, and that has been the easiest to access my hand and my personal ideology, my feelings. Is that's the one that speaks the most to me, but I try everything. I mean, my first start was at your radio station. Back in high school, I did a student radio program that got me a scholarship to journalism at St. Thomas, and that was huge. But for me, it's because radio is incredible. So in high school, that was the venue. And then university, I started discovering the school paper and writing more personal fiction, and then drawing more. And then increasingly, it's become comics. And again, it's just, I always encourage people to experiment and see like what is coming through, what are you discovering, and whatever medium tells you the most about yourself is probably your medium.
Well, that's great, because I mean, I kind of was going to ask questions about, you know, what if you can't draw, feel like you can't draw, not just yeah. Is it what medium, but what would you say to that if for example me coming to you saying I can't draw, what do I do?
Oh yeah, absolutely, this is very much for people who can draw or can't draw, it doesn't matter. Like, I'm going to encourage people as we get into this workshop to, like, if they don't feel comfortable even drawing a stick figure, just to write their name and a speech bubble above that. Like, for me, it's about establishing a small rhythm story. Like, again, I find the hardest thing to do is to get out of your own head. And, I mean, everyone has a novel in them. But a novel's impossible, right? It's so many possible tasks to get there. So you might have a novel in you, but start with a small comic. It's the length of a Garfield. It's not that big a deal. Try that. And so it doesn't matter if you can draw. It's just, it's a way of structuring. You're like, oh yeah, I feel the beats of this. This feels right. This feels like a story. And once you get the habit of that, again, I think it is scale. You can move up. You can try other things. Storytelling is storytelling, no matter the medium.
The other thing I kind of wanted to talk a little bit about was finding the things, I suppose, that just being able to observe what is going on around you and what's going on in your life. What advice would you give to sort of like be able to stop and see what's going on?
Well, that's a huge part of being a writer in any sense. And I think that this encourages, or at least my practice of doing it as a journal comic and getting it out there for people. But you just kind of, whatever, you see something, you're like, oh, that feels like a comic. And when you get in the habit of doing it, it's like, oh yeah, that is a comic. And I've noticed that with mine. My earliest comics were really kind of longer, a little bit more involved. Like, it has to be something. I'm going to go to a concert and it has to be this and not that. And those are not my best ones. I found the more that I did it, the smaller and smaller the subjects get. And I hope that means that I'm getting more observant. And that's kind of, I think, what I would encourage people to do is when you do these things, just shrink it and shrink it and shrink it. Start from a place like if you went to see your friend at a coffee, what was the first thing you say? Something happened to you this morning? It's like, oh, I'm late. Why? That's a comic. You know what I mean? So like, then it's the rhythm of it. You're still, there's a beginning, a middle, and end. You still want to be interesting. So just think of a friend, think of the smallest thing possible, just tell that story.
In terms of how useful you find it to, mm-hmm. to kind of like journal in this way or to process things that happen, do you find it a helpful kind of process to
process, maybe the negative or the difficult things, but also the joyful and mm-hmm. weird things?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm naturally inclined towards humor in general. I like reading humorous things. I like comedy. But when you go live your day, it's not really that. It doesn't feel as funny when you're living in it, right? But when you, for me, it's been huge to, like, anytime something, like, really kind of bad happens, or if I have an unpleasant encounter in the street or something, like, it doesn't happen often, but it happens. My usual is like, oh, what's horrible? That feels bad. I didn't like that exchange. Now I'm like, that's a comic. That's something to do. And then when you start to think of it, you see the humor in it. You see how it resembles stories and how it resembles other people's stories. And it's uniting and it's a little bit freeing. And it just makes your own life feel a little funnier.
And we've sort of talked a little bit about the workshop. I mean, would you like to talk a little bit more about sort of the work you're involved in at the moment or what's coming up for you?
Yeah, well, we're here for Foglit Festival in part. So, I mean, this is for the Fog City Comic Con, which is great. I've been here last year as well. And then Foglit was friendly enough to allow me to launch my book of these comics, my journal of comics, back in September. So I'm glad that they've asked me to come here and be a part of that. So I'm just so happy to see that the St. John is continuing to really focus on small community events. I mean, I did summer reading program when I was a kid, and then when I became a student, I also taught it. You know, I think that stuff really does have an impact down the line. So for this, just to see the kids going around, I saw some kids going into, they saw an old phone booth, and just like, oh, that's where Superman changes. They might not know what it's for, but they know that Superman changes there. And that's just, I don't know, it's just seeing that and that lineage of fandom and the excitement, I just know it's going to carry forward to see the kids doing that. So that's why I'm happy to be here, and that's what I'm hoping that we can continue to support.
In the last few days, the National Magazine Awards nominees were announced. And they included a nomination for Hicks's illustrated article, Grand Manan's Dark Harbor Hermits, in the category of one-of-a-kind storytelling. Regarding the nomination, Hicks said, "It's a huge honor to be nominated, and especially considering it's such a New Brunswick-centric story. I think it reaffirms that our local stories continue to be of national interest." This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.